Live from Los Angeles, this is LA Talk Radio, broadcasting for the seventh year.
You're listening to Flow Guitar Enthusiasts with Jeff Floro and Scott Sill, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Great tone. Everyone can tell what it is, but how do you get it? With so many styles of music, with new gear coming out almost daily, what's the secret to great tone? Welcome to the Flow Guitar Enthusiast Radio Show, where we talk about tone, what it is, and how to get it. With your hosts, Jeff Floro and Scott Sill, we will talk to the creators of tone, the manufacturers, and the players, as we explore tone and the gear that gets it.
Tonight on the Flow Guitar Enthusiast, we welcome back bassist and pedal clinician Ron Marino, along with session guitarist and composer Ricky Z. We are going to be talking about some new pedals in the market, including the Big Joe Stompbox Johnny Winter signature pedal, the Texas Winter. The Flow Guitar Enthusiast is proudly sponsored by Sweetwater Musical Instruments and Pro Audio at www.sweetwater.com. And now here are your hosts, Jeff Flodizzo Floro and Scott Sill.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Flow Guitar Enthusiast Radio Show. We got a good one for you. There's some really interesting pedals we have here, and it's going to be a really exciting show. And Scott is back, though he's in another part of the country, and he's Skyping in, but he's here. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
I am doing good. Hopefully, I sound like I'm there, which I should sound like.
Is it freezing over there? I don't know if you're in that bad cold area. Are you okay?
Well, it was cold yesterday and a little bit a couple days before, but actually it was nice 60 degrees today, so we're good.
Oh, okay. So, cool.
I enjoyed it.
Okay. Well, listen, let's go ahead and go to take a break real quick, and when we get back, we're going to talk to Rick Marino and Ricky Z, and we're going to talk about Big Joe pedals. We got some really cool stuff here. We'll be right back.
Hi, Kenny Burgle here from Sweetwater. We're super happy to support Jeff and Scott and the Flow Guitar Enthusiast Show on LA Talk Radio. You can see all the specs and pics of your favorite gear and amazingly low prices online at sweetwater.com or call us at 800-222-4700. Every week, Jeff and Scott welcome heavy experts and industry mavens exploring the coolest guitars and basses, pedals, amps, strings, accessories, everything you need to rock. Sweetwater sells all that cool stuff, so listen to the Flow and then check it out online at sweetwater.com or call one of our pro guitar enthusiasts at 800-222-4700. Don't forget that Sweetwater has 24 months equal payments, no interest financing available too. Check that out at the bottom of every Sweetwater webpage where it says easy financing and hit the red apply now button. Thanks for listening. This is Kenny Burgle and Sweetwater saying rock on with the Flow.
Hey, this is Brent Mason with Jeff and Scott, Flow Guitar Enthusiasts, and enjoyed being on the show, and hopefully we'll get together again, and I'm going to go to bed. It's late. Thanks, guys.
We are back, and I want to welcome back Ron Marino and Jeff. Ricky Z. It's great to have you guys back. And Ricky bought a bunch of really cool guitars, even though we're focusing on pedals. When Ricky, as you change guitars, I want you to let everybody know what you're using. I did get some information for him, just so you guys know what we're going to demo through. He's using a 65 Sears Silvertone 15-watt 1482 amp. It's this real old funky amp. It sounds really good. It's really clean.
Yeah, we might be able to pick up a I Love Lucy a little bit later.
Yeah. And then what was that mic? We're using a ribbon mic on there?
Yeah, it's a Cascade Fathead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very cool. It sounds great. So anyway, first of all, and we got Scott, but we're going to have two demonstrations of this Johnny Winter pedal, because that was the big thing we saw at the show. And Ron, give me a little background on how they developed this pedal. They worked with Johnny Winter?
They did. They had gone through about basically what he wanted and what he thought he was hearing, and he tested about 30 pedals and various things, and they landed up with what you have packaged now, which is, you know, very close to what he was hearing for his tone. And it's a little different than the rest of the family, but that was the whole point. Mm-hmm. And it debuted, of course, at the NAMM show, and we've had lots of people wait for it. So it finally hit. We're starting to ship it to dealers. And they also introduced a couple other new things at the show. They revamped their power supply. They have a larger version coming for another power supply. And they have kind of like retweaked the current U.S. series with a new look called the Raw series, which you see is a little bit different from the last mm-hmm. one. Mm-hmm. And then also they have more of an affordable line that they came out with, which is just branded as Big Joe, which is the smaller pedal. And they did an entire line for that.
It's their circuit. It's just not made in the U.S.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's done. Yeah. Well, let's go ahead. And Scott, you had a chance to play with the with the Johnny Winter pedal. Give us your impressions, and you're over there with your guitar. Tell us what you're using, and then give us a little demonstration of what you found.
Yeah, I mean, there was a couple things I found out about it that I was really digging. You know, first of all, it's a three-knob pedal, so it's, you know, it's similar knob-wise to other green boxes that people might be familiar with, but it definitely has a different sound than those, but you get some similar tones to it. So one of the things I was really digging about it is when you use it almost as a clean boost, you can really get, you know, a nice amplified clean sound, but then when you crunch down in your strings, you get a nice crunch sound. So what I have here with me is I have some old beat-up Gibson 335 from 1966. So it's pretty rough to play.
Yeah, no. Right. I've played that guitar now. Don't be facetious.
I'm just being silly. And then I'm using the Quilter amp. So that's very, it's just a simple solid-state amp. So it gives you what the pedal actually sounds like. And so what I'll kind of show you here right off the bat is I'll just give you what my clean sound is. And I'm just going to be using the neck pickup right off the bat. And I'll flip out the mic here so you can hear just the clean sound of what the guitar sounds like. And then I'll click on the pedal, and you can kind of hear what I was talking about when you play something kind of clean, and then you crunch down on the strings and hear that crunch, which is really cool.
So. Okay, go ahead.
So that's just the amp by itself. So I should mention here, the settings here is I literally have the gain completely turned all the way down, and then the level turned up a little bit beyond noon, and then the tone at noon. So, and this is kind of what you can get. You can hear how you'll get that clean sound with a crunch.
Okay.
As you can see there, as I'm crunching down on it, you hear it just, you know, kick in, and you can get that nice, really out there clean sound. So.
Okay.
And then the one thing I was digging about it was, you're not going to get the 80s rock tones out of this guy. That's not the purpose of it. But if you turn up the gain, which we'll do right now, I think it kind of gets you a nice, another Texas group, ZZ Top kind of sound.
Thank you.
And then the one thing I was also liking was that the tone knob, I didn't think actually was, you know, it allows you to get a little bit of the highs to come out, but I didn't think it went too brittle, which I thought was really nice on this pedal. So
yeah, it seems like it's a real It's a smooth sounding distortion, which I like. It's more like that bluesy type of a sound. The circuit isn't that fuzzy. It's not a fuzzy, like, zizzy type of sound, like a fuzz.
No. And to me, that sound sounds a lot like, you know, a blues player playing, you know, in any club, and I'm sitting here playing on a solid-state amp, and granted, these Quilters sound great. They sound much like tubes, but, you know, I think that gets you a pretty good blues sound.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't hurt to have a 335 to help, but...
Well, that's true, but it brings out the character of the guitar too, which we're going to see with Ricky. You have a good cross section of different guitars. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead, since we're still on the Johnny Winter pedal. Ricky, grab
which one?
Whatever you want to do. You want to go with the Dan Electro first,
yeah,
and do the slide.
In, so.
And let's go ahead. Let's go
I
ahead.
Was going to say, why don't you do a single coil too, so that since I'm doing humbuckers.
These are those lipstick pickups. He's using.
Oh yeah, so that'd be single coil.
And he's going to do a slide thing so you can get an idea.
So right now the pedal is off. It's just direct through the amp. Then I'll go ahead and turn the pedal on and then
that's
go ahead and do
it
a little
sound.
Adjusting.
The pedal now. Is the gain? Can you turn the gain up so like he's playing like a blown out?
Yep.
All right. So he's. I moved the mic over. Ron's at the pedal board. So.
There you go. That's gain up.
Could we tweak a little more of the high end, please? The tone up. I mean, it's about at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
I mean, if we can get to maybe like 2 or so. See if we can...
On the pedal or the amp?
On the pedal.
On the pedal. And while he's playing, Ron, tell us what your pedal settings are.
Right now we've got the level right about dead center, 12 o'clock. The gain's up at about, let's say, 9. And the tone's at 2 o'clock. I'll roll down the gain as we go. A little more level. Back with a little more gain.
Now, Ricky, which pickup are you using there?
I just switched to the middle pickup by himself.
Okay, and what were you originally using?
On the treble pickup.
Oh, okay.
Going backward by a bridge. And when you get you start lowering the gain, it seems like it speaks a little bit nicer.
Well, that middle pickup just jumped out. Now, your volume's up all the way?
No, I just brought him down a bit.
Oh, okay, so you're actually bringing it down on your guitar.
No.
You know, one thing I want to point out too about this pedal that's worth mentioning is that the knobs on it are like, I don't know what you want to say, like stainless steel knobs. I mean, they're roadworthy. I mean,
you could
jump on the things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I was quite impressed with that. I mean, I think the build quality in this thing is probably going to withstand just about anything.
I love the size
jumping on it.
I love the artwork on it because it's his Johnny Winter's tattoo, the dragon.
Dragon on there.
That's really a pretty pedal.
Yeah, I mean, if you were after that sound, that's obviously what he had in his head. So if you were a fan of his, then you'll be awful close with the pedal, and then the rest is up to you.
Yeah, and it when you. Like you said, Scott, the dynamics, the way you play, when you dig into the guitar, it gets a nice bloom in the distortion, but when you lay back, it's like, you know, turning up a Fender full and playing light on it. It has a little bit of distortion in it, but it's
got to clean
really
up.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and mind you, the amp is barely on.
Yeah.
So, can imagine this, you know, with an amp is just starting to speak a bit and crank up that.
We have a mic pretty close, but yeah, it isn't loud in here.
It's as a reference, this amp is only on maybe one, so we're not
pushing anything.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah.
So I'm sure you get this from an amp that's pushing, and it's really going to open up a lot and just sound just heavenly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, do you want to try one of the other guitars? What do you want to try with it? Just to
let's see what
and then we'll then we'll start going into the other pedals.
Yeah, let's try the Teblecaster a little bit here.
Okay, so he's using the LSO T-Bone, which you used last time, which is a killer guitar.
Lance and I think it's worth mentioning also that this is all analog, correct?
Correct.
No, so.
So we're going to go back to
that's clean now.
The winter pedal, but we're off. And we're going to go on, but with a little bit of gain.
Oh, see how it just brightens up?
I'll try to use it as a booster.
Now, are you using both pickups right now?
It's in the middle position.
So it's both. It's the both pickups at the same time, right? That's a standard Tele wiring.
Yeah,
right. It clips like a Fender. It sounds like a Fender. Yeah.
But you can hear that. You can hear the high end kind of speak out.
Still
kind of crystal.
It still has that spank that a Tele has. It doesn't lose all that.
Okay, I'll start to wind up the gain.
Your volume up all the way,
right now. Okay. Let's bring it back a little bit, it might get more high end. Some brightness out of that. There's some
presence. Scott.
Yeah, I was just wanted to say where are these available? I mean, where can people purchase these?
The best place right now is just go to the Big Joe Stompbox Company website, and then depending on where you're at or who you want to buy from, you just go to the dealer listing there, and then just pull a dealer that you want to buy from.
Okay. And these retail, what is it, like $139 or something like that? So pretty reasonable.
Yeah, it's right in the zone. That's pretty cool.
www.BigJoeStompBoxCompany.com is the place.
Correct.
Yeah, and I should mention, I do want to thank the folks over at Big Joe Stompbox. They not only sent this Texas Screamer to me, they sent the power supply to me, which I was in desperate need.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate that from them.
That is too cool. Yeah, they're... This Texas Screamer, I think, is a hot ticket. It's a nice guy.
Yeah.
It's a nice sounding guy. Now, let's take a look and let's talk a little more about their other, because you got like three distortion pedals. Let's kind of get through what the differences are.
Yeah, you'll see a big difference between
between the winter pedal as we go to the vintage 2, and then we'll go to the R405, which is a hard tube version, and you'll get to hear quite a bit of big variance between. So I'll shut the Texas Screamer off, and we'll go to the vintage 2.
And we're still on the LSL.
Yes. Kind of hard to put this thing down.
It's a great sound system killer.
Okay, nope. Pedal's off. Now it's on. I'm right in the middle with the drive. And presence is about 12 o'clock. And I'll start moving the drive down and then back up. There's a character setting in here.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that four-way switch. What is that?
Yeah, it's just different points probably with the mid-range. So we'll go ahead and move them across. That way you'll get a little different, almost like a, essentially almost like a different amp setting. Go ahead and play. Entirely different from here to here.
Sponge
a lot of
it.
Variances in this particular pedal because of the character.
And it looks like to me, I mean, from what I can see on the website, that those use the same sort of knobs, those kind of stainless steel.
Exactly.
Roadworthy knobs. That's nice that they use that on everything.
So you want to move to the 405 and give them a totally different flavor?
Okay.
Okay, off with the 404, going to the, this is flat or just the guitar right now?
Scoopy,
yep,
or that more fuzzy to it.
But there's a mid frequency here that I'll play with.
So Ron, while you're doing that, describe what knobs are on there.
This is basically set up as a level, a gain in the output, and then here you have a smaller knob below that has a mid frequency adjustment. So it's almost acting to me like somewhat of a parametric. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and play.
Yeah, Steph's some more, but it's a mid-scoop.
It's definitely,
and you can sweep
it's a lot different than the other two, which is really nice. It's,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's this one kind of sounds to me like if you wanted that JCM 800 kind of sound.
Mm-hmm. Let's see this thing with the Les Paul real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's changing now to a, what is a 76 Les Paul Stanton.
Yes.
Les Paul Stanton, very beautiful guitar.
Oh, yeah. Later on, I'll give you a little story about this puppy. Oh, the trials and tribulations of a Les Paul on the road in Europe. Okay. Don't you dare fall.
You know what I'll do is we'll start with the 405 with the Les Paul. Then we'll pan over to the 404 and back to that Texas Screamer.
Okay.
Let's hear this with the two pickups together.
The Screamer.
It's getting that kind of Allman Brothers type of I gotta stress is that he's not that all that distortion is coming from the pedal. He's not cranking the amp up. The amp is soft, so you can see in a if you're recording in your home studio and stuff, the effect really works because you can control it. You don't have to turn the amp real loud to get it to sing. It's singing by itself. It's really the pedal.
Yeah.
That thing. I mean, it loves that Les Paul.
Yeah,
it just that gets... pedal does. It definitely does like that. Give me play some stuff where you're pulling harmonics so they can get a feel of the high end on there, and bring the gain up maybe a little bit on the pedals on all of them, and then just tell me when you're switching. And I want to see, because like the 404 had a lot of top end, you could adjust it, but just to get a feel if people want to get that real squealy type of sound.
I'll go to the Screamer first.
Okay. Now the hard pedal, it really does get all the harmonics. The you're getting a lot of tone. All of them are getting a lot of tone. The Johnny Winter though, it can be bright, but it really is kind of that mellower type of a sound.
Yeah, definitely is more.
And also too, depending on your amp and your speaker that you're using too, and how you set it there. Also, and if you're playing live and you're pushing the amp a little harder too, it'll voice it a little bit different too. It'll sound a little different, but that's just really controllable. I mean, it sounds like you're just blasting away, and it's hardly on.
Yeah,
it's really controllable,
and it feels good.
I can't even feel it over here.
Well, holding on to that 335, what more do you want to feel?
it's definitely, you can tell it was voiced for a humbucker. You know, it has that thing.
Yeah. Definitely, I almost wanted to bring this this old Riviera I had because of the mini humbuckers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I just figured, yeah, I'll just bring Les Paul because most folks are going to have.
Now that Les Paul sounds great. I mean, it's perfect. I mean, you're getting the Duane Allman sound out of that, and then with the woman tone, you're getting kind of the earlier Clapton sound. Why don't you try the Strat?
Yeah.
And let's go through because that has a lot of different pickup in the out of phase stuff.
Right.
And let's see what happens with that.
While he's switching, can you tell us at all, like, you know, how are these built? I mean, what's causing the distortion? What are they using to create the distortion in these pedals?
That I wouldn't have a whole lot of info on, unfortunately.
Okay, just curious.
Let me see if I can find anything on it. I'm sure the circuit's classified, but I don't know. It doesn't sound like it. It might be germanium, but I don't think so.
I don't think so. If it has germanium, it would be the 405 with that metal sound.
It has gain, tone, and output. It's got true bypass, and it's 100% analog.
Yeah,
definitely not germanium. They're just too smooth for that.
Yeah,
the distortion's more even order on this. So
okay, now we have the Strat, which is a 85
Texas Specials.
Texas size. Specials on it. Okay.
Oh, sorry about that. I can't play.
That's a screamer.
And let us know what your pickup selection is. What you're doing.
That's Nick.
He's backing off the volume, so he's just getting a little bit of bloom from it.
Yeah, it's cleaned up. And I've got the gain up quite a bit.
Yeah, go ahead, Ron, and leave the gain up on them, and then he can adjust it from his guitar.
There's a 404.
Tune, man. Definitely a lot more gain.
Mm-hmm.
But also too, when you're playing and you're doing those little trills and stuff, you can hear them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's not getting too mushy.
And the 405. The 305 analog chorus. That's a 404 in the chorus. I'm going to the screamer. Entirely different.
More musical still.
Yeah.
And that's the.
But it likes the chorus. It's nice with it. Ron, how much is the chorus? I don't see it on the website.
Chorus.
It's under that 300 series.
Yeah, I think they're 99.
It looks to me like they're to be budget models. I'm guessing.
That's it. That's they're branded as Big Joe. The box is slightly smaller. And they are, I believe, $99. They've got the same knobs. They're built just like the other guys.
Yeah, it looks like they've got a flange, a chorus, a delay, a metal one, a rock one, and a tube one.
Yep.
So
pretty
much cover most of your sounds.
Yeah.
Not that phaser.
The phaser? Let's do Let's do the screamer and the phaser.
Yeah, let's see how phaser gets to see how maybe it might do a little univibe thing too.
Not so much.
Yeah, I wish they made a univibe because that's what Winter used. That's pretty close.
Hey Ron.
Yeah.
Is this the one that has the mixer on it? Or the
Yes, it is. I got it at 12 o'clock right now.
Yeah, can you kind of show? I just want to hear what that does when
you play.
Go.
And I'll go from zero up. Here we go. Feedback's on 10 o'clock. Moving the feedback up.
So I assume that's basically mixing your clean signal with the phaser, correct?
Yes.
That's nice. I liked how you could get that. I like it around noon, personally.
I'll put it back.
Yeah, there is.
Nice. All of them.
Thing.
It's a nice sounding phaser. It's a little different than the MXR, but it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's musical.
It's very authentic.
Yeah. How many stages?
Let's see if there's anything on it. It sounds like a four stage. I don't think it's six. It doesn't sweep that much, but that's hard to tell.
I'm stuck.
Let's see, they're over. Let me go back. Where is this at? The phaser. Here we go. While I'm looking at that, Ron, let me ask you something. I know we don't have the pedal here, but what's the Empire 2? That was another one they were showing at NAMM. What's the difference, or is it a combination of these pedals?
That one is a dual-channel preamp. So you've got basically two separate preamps in the one box, and you're able to individually tweak both. So you could basically use, if you like the first A channel, you could have that switch so that's first and B the second, or vice versa. And then tweaking each setting accordingly. It's actually, that should have been one we should have had here.
Yeah, I think we had that at the last time you guys were here.
I think we did.
Yeah. And the... also, I wanted to mention, you, Scott, you were saying you like this phaser. It was Guitar Player's editor's pick. So it actually was, they really liked it a lot.
They might know something.
Yeah. Mm. So, but hold on a second. Let's move up the mic. Yeah, all of these pedals are sounding really, really good. And they, I'm going to talk about this other thing, too, that you got one of. Scott, and that's this power box.
This is cool, actually.
So, Ron, can you go through this a little bit?
The power box was slightly revamped in that what they've done is they've taken the fifth and sixth output and they increased it from the 250 milliamp per channel to 300 milliamp. The remaining are 100. And what I really like about this box is that if you had an 18-volt... pedal, you don't have to sacrifice that particular output with two nines, so you could just simply with the toggle just switch it and you've got 18. So it's really convenient. It's got a lot of power. It's well built.
And then you have two of them that you can actually vary the.
Yeah, you could go ahead and vary.
So you can choke the pedal with the voltage, so it'll dirty up a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the four in the middle, you can do 9 or 12.
Correct. Bolts. 9 or 12, and then you've got 18 at the two ends,
And this has got, so when you power it, you've got a power in the back, so I'd assume you could daisy chain this with another box, so for cleanliness in your pedal board.
And there's another version of this that's coming out that's a little larger to have a couple more outputs and a little more juice if you required, a little more, so...
It's a great box.
It's the American way. Yeah. More is better.
More milliamps is a good thing.
Well, Texas. Everything's bigger than Texas.
Yeah. No, that power box is nice, and it's not too big. It's really kind of small. It's kind of compact.
It's a lot in there.
Yeah, it doesn't weigh much, so it's kind of cool. You can have a couple of these on your board. It's not going to weigh down terribly.
Yeah. Now the bottom has no vents, right? Is it
just on the top
and the sides? So as long as if you mount it on the board, it's ventilated pretty well. Because though I doubt if it gets really hot, it doesn't seem like.
No,
that's a really interesting setup.
I think if anything, this was a really good demonstration of what a pedal can do for a tone, because we literally, all this amplifier almost wasn't on. You know, it was on very low output. So what you heard was all of the pedals and what they can do for your sound and how they vary. So that was. I think a really good demonstration with that.
Yeah. Well, what do you now? You've played all of them right now. So, what is your impression?
I like them all. The 404 was really kind of cool in its own way. After hearing the Texas Screamer, I was thinking, well, what's this one going to be like? But it has its own character to it, and it still has nice sponge to it, a little more gain, which is kind of cool, and. But it still had a nice spongy feel to it, so like you're digging in and like it's an old Fender
amp. Yeah, they all seem to be pretty responsive, and they work well with changing dynamics in your playing. They're real sensitive to that which I thought is good. That's
the 405. The heart is really nice, just to the point where it gives you all the zones of that scooped mids 80s metal thing.
Yeah,
and it gives you all the different variations, which is really cool. So you can go the speed metal thing with the more modern sound, or you can get the Megadeth sound to it, or anything in between. It's really kind of cool. It has that. It's like it's the metal pedal.
Mm-hmm. And it kind of reminded me of being at the Macon County Fair watching Nelson. I mentioned
with too much protein going down the sides.
Yeah, now, Scott, stop talking about Nelson.
Nelson rocks. You should hear them do their father's stuff. It's actually much better. They do it great.
With the hair, right?
No, yeah. They got short hair now.
Oh, good.
Now, what else? Anything else that you want to mention about some of the Big Joe? I know they have a volume pedal and a wah pedal that they've come out with.
Yeah, they've had that actually for a while, and that's in the market, and people are picking up on it and have been buying that as of late and really like it. And I think we demoed the wah, I think, the last time around.
Yeah. It has a British, which I guess is the Vox. Mm-hmm. The Classic is the Crybaby, and then they have their own special...
Their own voice.
Special filter. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And then the volume pedals, that's been around for a while, too.
It has, yeah.
And doing really, is that pop-based, or how is that one built?
I believe it is, yeah.
They're passive with a pot.
So they're legal in Colorado and Oregon.
Yeah.
And you need a prescription in any other place.
Just careful when you're driving with one. That's all.
Yeah. So no, the check out their site and check out these pedals. They are worth checking. And each one has a character.
There's a huge range between the Raw series and now the new line, and then they have a line of accessories. Their power slot. They have a power slot that is also with the all of the cabling and the daisy chaining, and it's something to check out. It's affordable and you get a lot of product for it.
Oh, okay, yeah, the power slot, daisy chain, cable. Just all the set of the cables for it. And they're all 9-volt or power supply.
Yeah.
And and they're not too big. They're about the size of like an MXR Phase 90 size pedal.
Yeah.
They're not really big, so they'll fit. You know, they're not those little micro ones, but they're small enough where I think you can put a few of them on there easily. So, no, they're very, 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 they're very good. Have you heard anything? Did they say anything else? What's coming out? Anything else?
No, that is the winter pedal has been the latest, and they're trying to get that shipped to dealers right now. And Mm-hmm. Everybody's trying to grab one. So.
And the Empire is out, in stock, yep, not a
that's
problem.
That's available. Mm-hmm.
That to get in, that should be good. Yeah. I just want to mention also, too, they make a switcher. And then there's a saturated tube and a classic tube. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about those a little bit?
Kind of like what we heard here. If we were able to check them all out, they just all of them have a variance. And, you know, like Rick was saying, he, you know, picked up on a couple things that he liked about each pedal. They're all like that. It's just you've got to try one and see which one
it
is
works
suited
with,
for
with your side.
Exactly.
Yeah, with your
because
style.
It may just work better with the guitar you have, the amplifier you have. It just, you got to check it out.
Mm. Now, Scott, what do you, any other insights or whatever when you were playing with it? Anything else that you found that was interesting with it? Did you just have the 335 there, or did you use other guitars with it when you were fooling around with it?
Well, I just had the 335. I mean, I didn't get too crazy. I'm still in the process of moving, so.
Mm.
So I just brought this guitar because I thought it would be a good blues kind of guitar. Plus, yeah. I miss playing it.
Yeah, no, and it especially the winter pedal, it likes the humbuckers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It definitely gets a nice singing sound out of it.
And what surprised me was the high end that was available still when we were playing, like with the Tele.
Mm-hmm.
It's still spanked, which is really
good.
Yeah,
but
I
like
thing.
How the tone doesn't, even when you turn it all the way up, it doesn't get shrill.
Right.
So
yeah.
That's
right.
What I like.
It's still warm, but there's still a little chimey in there, which is kind of cool, which I love.
Yeah, well, it's bringing out the character of your guitar, and I think that's important. A lot of pedals, especially high gain pedals, and the hard pedal, which is their high gain one, actually you still had you could hear the difference in the guitars. So it's not so much of a, you know, like some distortion pedals, any guitar sounds the same.
Right. They bypass everything that you're playing in and anything else. I mean, it's really important to have something that's interactive with what you do with your hand and in the pickup.
Yeah. And for the price, they're pretty reasonable. I mean, they're not terribly expensive, and they're very affordable. And this, even the Johnny Winter pedal too. I mean, it lists for $139.95. That's not bad at
that's
all.
Not bad. Yes.
For that type
for
that of
pedal?
Sound? Yeah.
So, that's Ron, so over at Big Joe, who's kind of the main guru? Who's the guy designing these?
There's two brothers. They've been around for quite some time, and they've designed and consulted companies that you know and heard of for lots of years. And they just decided that they would segue into coming out with their own brand, and that's Paul Christian and Dave Christian. They're two guys that they're brothers and really smart guys, and did a great job with the line and continue to. We'll be expanding the rest of the line with new products.
Well, that sounds good. Well, yeah. We're almost done. We're almost out of time. I want everybody to give their websites and information. I'll give the one for it's again www.bigjoestompboxcompany.com mm-hmm. is their website, and you can check out all the prices are on there. You can buy them from them direct, and I think they have a listing of stores that you can purchase.
Yeah, you'd have to go to a dealer. Yeah.
Oh, okay, and then Ron. Your information.
Just the Moreno Sales, Moreno Sales, and it'll have all of the brands that we're representing now and stuff that's going to be coming new, and we'll post it. It's a little outdated right now, but we'll get it going.
Yeah, and you and Moreno Sales represents Big Joe.
Correct.
And then Ricky Z, what have you been up to, and what's going on? What's coming up?
What's coming up? Basically, it's been sessions in town lately, so not a lot of traveling. Which is actually a good thing. You know.
So you're doing more work for other people. You're not doing anything new coming out for you?
For me, I'm working on a second record.
Cool.
Yeah, I just finished a track with Teresa James, which is really cool.
Very nice.
Love her to pieces. And it's killer band. It's got Herman Matthews playing drums and Bill Steinway on keys. And so I've been doing things in town with Jimmy Branley and Paul Ill as well. We've got those things going on.
What's your aim for the release of that?
See, we've been putting out, just getting tunes bit by bit, and then we just release them, and then when we get about, five or six tunes, then we'll come up with another EP, like one that we gave you the other
time. Oh, okay,
time.
So you're going to go for it.
Yeah, so we're just kind of doing releases here and there.
A little here, and so you're just taking your, which is cool. You're taking your time doing it right.
Yeah, and so.
Okay.
Because it's time to kind of slowly you know, fill the appetite.
Yeah.
Instead of just putting the whole thing out.
Well, no, that's cool, because when you get to the EP stage, we definitely, we should have you just come on in, and we'll just go through the whole album.
Oh, it'd be a pleasure. That, so. Definitely a pleasure.
And Ron, we'll be talking with you, too. Yep. We'll be talking more pedals. He's been a real help in finding all sorts of great, interesting stuff I've never known about before. But anyway, we're at the end of the show. Do you want to just kind of, you want to use the Paul, or which one do you want to use what's your favorite?
Let's go back to that LSL.
Okay.
Because it just...
You want to use the winter pedal?
Oh, please.
Okay, so we're going to have Ricky take us out. And
we want to thank Sweetwater.
Yes, thanks Sweetwater, yes, for sure. And Scott, stay warm over there. I hope you don't freeze.
Yeah, and I assume you're using those nice cables that we got sent out to us.
Yes.
Available at Sweetwater. So, Evolution cables.
Everybody, we will see you next week. Have a great night, and I'll leave you with Ricky doing his thing. Thank you.